Good afternoon. It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Emily Woodbury, sitting in for Ben Kiefer. It's Friday, which means it's a news buzz edition of the show. We're taking a look at several Iowa news items of the week. First on this segment, this weekend, the Knoxville Regional Livestock Market is hosting the 2014 World Livestock Auctioneering Championship at the Des Moines Marriott Hotel. There are competitors, auctioneers, from 14 states and a few from Canada. Iowa has the strongest representation, with five people vying for first place. Joining me now is Russell Sleep from Bedford, Iowa. He's competed in the contest before and placed in the top 10 three times, but has never won. He's hoping to change that this year. Russell, welcome to River to River.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for being on. So tell me a little bit about what it's like over there. What's the atmosphere like at the competition?
We've sat through meetings the last 2 days, which are very informational on what our industry has coming forth. You know, and there's always see a lot of these guys on a weekly basis, but a lot of the contestants I don't get to see till this time every year. So do a lot of catching up on what's been happening with their families and work. And it's just a good group of guys. And I tell you what, it's like a big family. I really enjoy coming to the contest just to catch up with the people that you haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. What's the competition like? I know you mentioned that it's kind of like being in a family, but, you know, you almost want to think of a bunch of auctioneers standing around trash-talking each other in auctioneering voices.
oh, no. There's nothing like that. You know, okay. We kind of rib each other and give each other a hard time. But, you know, I tell you what, it's 31 of the best livestock auctioneers in the United States, and at the end of the day, anybody could go home with the championship. I mean, every person here is here for a reason. You know, they're the best of the best, and I wouldn't be happier to see any. You know, they're all my friends, one thing about it, when you show up, it's anybody's day.
How did you start off as an auctioneer?
I started off when I was a young boy going with my father to different livestock auctions and watching him, you know, buying calves and stuff. And I just had a lot of respect for the auctioneer. And I always wanted, you know, it was just in me that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be in the livestock industry. I wanted to be around the sale barn atmosphere and the auctioneer. I was just intrigued, you know, of everything he did and how he conducted the sale and what his presence was, you know, and it kind of burned a little passion into me. And then in 2004, I went to the Missouri Auction School in St. Louis and graduated from there and started selling weight cows at a livestock market that I was working at every other week, and just kind of, you know, just getting a taste for it. And, you know, I was pretty wet behind the ears getting started, and had a lot of critique from different auctioneers, and the buyers will help you, you know. And then along about 2006, 2007, I decided that I wanted to be just a full-time professional livestock auctioneer. And I kind of took the reins and went a few different ways and started selling two or three markets a week. And then it's escalated into where I'm selling five or six markets a week in three different states.
So you went to school for this. How did you learn to do this? What were some of the things that you need to know?
Well, at the auction school, they'll help you with your filler words.
Filler words help like?
Help you with your filler words in between the numbers to kind of make it all mash together and sound. You know, basically an auction chant is just numbers, but the filler words makes it sound smoother and faster. Mm-hmm. It's little phrases and the words you use in between the numbers, which helps it all kind of mash together and come out as more of like a sing-song chant.
Do you view this as a performance?
Well, in a way, it is kind of a performance, you know. I mean, what it all boils down to, you know, you're there behind the mic selling an individual's livelihood for the year. You know, a farmer rancher, when they take their cattle to town, they get paid once a year, not every other week or once a month. So you have a lot of responsibilities, but as far as auctioneering goes, you know, everybody wants to have the best. The prettier the bird sings, the better they like him, you know. So, I mean, it's, you know, it all comes hand in hand.
So you specifically auction livestock. So are the animals actually present when you're auctioning them off?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we set in a live auction. There will be cattle there that day and be buyers on the seats. The cattle are weighed and then sold by the pound or by the head. But, yeah, it's an actual live auction. And it'll be an actual live auction this Saturday at Knoxville at the contest. You know, they'll have 4,000 to 5,000 really outstanding cattle that we will market for those individuals that can sign them there.
Russell, what does it mean for you or anyone else to win this contest, the 2014 World Livestock Auctioneering Championships?
Oh, it would mean everything to me or anybody here that would win it. You know, I mean, it's just like a star football player and getting his Super Bowl ring. You know, it's what everybody fights to do and strives to be is the best. And I tell you what, it would be just such an honor to win.
Will it help you find work as well?
Oh yes, it'll definitely open a lot of new doors as far as being the world champion. I mean, you'll still have your everyday markets that you work at, but as far as winning the world, the world champion will actually travel the whole next year and go to different markets and represent the LMA. And, you know, it could open some new doors in different places, you know, but that's down the road. And yeah, but definitely winning the championship would help, you mm-hmm. know, open some new doors.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, here in this competition, it's very competitive, but is this just a competitive field to get into in general, being an auctioneer?
You know, it is. I tell you what, the auction business in whole is a tough business to get into. You got to develop a lot of trust. People are hiring you to sell their livelihood or sell out everything that they've worked their whole life to get. And, I mean, they want to have somebody there they can trust and take care of them and make sure they get the top dollar of their product they have to sell. So it is tough to get into. I mean, it's, you know, I tell all of the new coming auctioneers, I said, it's a tough road to go, but just stay right in there and keep trying, and eventually you'll come out on top.
Hey, and I wonder, you know, as we lead out of this segment, can you give us an idea of what you do as an auctioneer?
I sure can.
All right.
Even to get down 200, not quarter. You hit 2, down 25, to get down to the number, you don't have 375, 3, not quarter, and 300, and 25, 50, 3, 15, and 75, and 4, not quarter, and 4, 25, 50, there, and 75, 5, hit 5, and a quarter, and 500, and 25, to get down 5 and a quarter, sold them $500.
Wow, that's so good. It's like poetry. Quite a rhythm you have there. Russell, thank you so much.
I appreciate everything, guys. I really do.
All right. You take care. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Russell Sleep is from Bedford, Iowa. He is competing at the 2014 World Livestock Championship at the Des Moines Marriott Hotel this weekend.